Welcome to the Confidence and Communication Podcast. I'm your life coach, Jessica Dumas. I'm a professional speaker and coach who empowers women everywhere to use their voice to take up space and change the world. My goal is to help you speak with clarity and confidence while giving you practical guidance and tools by sharing real life experiences of overcoming. So turn up the volume and grab a pen. You're going to want to write this down. Jessica Dumas Coaching and Training and the Confidence and Communication Podcast is overflowing with appreciation to our first podcast sponsor, the Johnston Group, Inc. The Johnston Group provides employee benefits to more than 30,000 businesses across Canada. Thank you so much for supporting my vision and investing in the podcast. Please accept my extreme gratitude, which will help get the message of self-love, healing, and growth out to a greater audience. Hey, my friends, my sisters, my besties, all you beauties, thank you so much for joining me on the Confidence and Communication Podcast. Thank you so much for turning your dial here and spending some time with me. I missed you. I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. I didn't want to say those words out loud, but it's true. And I'm here now, and I'm not going anywhere because this is something that's so important to me to be able to share with you. So thank you. I want to talk a little bit about gratitude, and then I want to talk about connecting with audiences or connecting with people. And this could be anybody. This could be you talking to one person. This can be you talking to 1,000 people. So that's going to be a really cool tip that I want to share with you. But as I said, I wanted to start with some gratitude. I'm so thankful for this space. I'm so thankful that I have a podcast. I'm thankful that I have a radio show, and the podcast is in the top 5% of podcasts worldwide. And what that shows me is that people find meaningful what I have to share. And if that's something that you've thought about doing, I just want to share with you, because, and this is what I've told every one of my clients, that if anyone is ever wondering, you know, should I be doing this? Do people actually want to hear me? I truly believe that if you have a message within you that is pushing to come out, that there is an audience that wants to receive it. I truly believe that, and I promise you that. And just because I say that, though, it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it just happens. Like, you still have to do the work. You still have to show up and put your ideas out there and put your passion out there. Something that I am so grateful for is everything that I've been through up to now. There have been so many experiences that I had that, you know, sometimes I just thought I wasn't going to make it through. Whether it was personal things that held me back and made me feel like those were all of the reasons why I couldn't start or I couldn't do something because I had all this personal stuff going on and I wasn't ready. But that's bullshit. That, you know, and there's some validity in it. Sometimes there's things going on, but I think we also, as humans, we use that as an excuse because we're scared to show up, because showing up is scary. And so I'm grateful. I'm so thankful for all of the experiences that I've been through because I learn lessons. I'm so aware. I've always been someone who has been an observer of my experience, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I'm so aware of when I'm going through things and when I'm learning things and when I'm up-leveling. And there have been times where I've come to record an episode and I feel like, wow, like I've up-leveled so much. Like, the change is mostly internal. That's where it all starts. Every change comes first as an idea, as a download, or, you know, however you're receiving that idea from God, Creator, Universe. Once you receive it, your brain, your energy, your subconscious mind has to get used to the idea. You resonate with it and you practice it. And then eventually it happens in your life. It happens externally. And that's basically manifestation. That's basically how we make shit happen in our lives. I have just been feeling that like over and over and over. And recently on higher levels or deeper levels or bigger realms, however you want to describe it. And I'm just,
I feel like, as I'm sharing this right now, I feel like I was in a bit of a cocoon recently where, you know, I was doing my best to keep up with audio for the podcast and audio for the radio show, Speaking Up with Jessica Dumas on NCI every Thursday at 1 p.m. And I had some issues with some of my systems. I had payments behind. I had just a whole bunch of other shit that was going on. So I couldn't. So I didn't have the help to go forward with the podcast. And so I had to take a little bit of a break. But coming back, you know, like I really feel like I've legitimately been coming out of this cocoon. If you get that, if that makes sense to you, and if you truly feel that on a spiritual level, like send me a DM. Like, let's chat about that some more. And also, if you have any questions or comments on that, like, please send me a message, because if that's something that resonates with you, I'd love to chat more about it. This is where I thrive. This, like, doing this work is where I thrive. This is what I'm meant to do, and I'm so thankful to be here to be able to share it with you. And I'm thankful for all of the amazing things that have been happening in my life. For example, I got recognized as one of the top 15 coaches in Winnipeg for 2024. By Influence Digest, which is, I think it's a Winnipeg company, Influence Digest Media. So thank you so much to them being acknowledged with 14 other coaches and entrepreneurs. It's such an honor to be recognized because I do this so much, you know, like this is my life. This is what I do. And there can be times where I go like weeks without any feedback or without any message, or, you know what, I think maybe I'm going to keep track. I'm going to keep better track. I'm going to do that right now because I recently released my Build Your Talk program. It's a digital course that I am adding all of my speaker tools and resources because I want this to be the number one speaking course that if you have a talk or a presentation coming up and you just want to kill it, you just want your message to land and blow them away, that's the course that you will buy. Build Your Talk course. And so I've been getting some really great feedback on it. I've been getting feedbacks. I got this twice. As soon as I bought your course, I started working on my talk and I booked another talk immediately. Thank you so much for your course. Amazing. Really incredible feedback. And then today I got another message right in the program and it says, just got booked for another talking gig. This addition to the course couldn't have come at a better time. And that was after I added a new training video on how to write a talk pitch. The talk pitch is the one paragraph that you are going to write when you are going to be presenting somewhere or you want to offer to present somewhere. You want to write out what are three things that the audience is going to get from my talk or my presentation, and then you send that off. And doing this type of work, your talk pitch, getting clear on your niche, I have a theme builder in there to build your talk structure. When you do this work, this is what helps you become known as a professional speaker, known as an expert in your field, and known as an authority in your field. So, like, this is really incredible stuff. And if you're serious about making professional speaking a career and making money getting paid speaking, then I have one-on-one coaching. But definitely check out the program. You can find all of those links on my website and Instagram at jessicadumas.ca. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, listen to this. As someone who is as public as I am, and I have been since 2015, that was when I made the decision that I'm going to go live with my life. And I didn't take that lightly. You'll notice that I don't post my sons very often, and I got feedback from them that they don't like it, so I don't do that. If you search on my Facebook account or internet accounts, you will see lots of pictures of me speaking. That's what I want to put out there, but you won't see many with me and my kids. And I mean, there's definitely some out there. It's not that I'm, you know, trying to keep it a secret, but out of respect for my sons, I don't do that. And I also don't post my boyfriend out of respect for him. You know, that's just something that not everybody wants, even though we have some pretty hot pics that I would love to share, but I'm not gonna. So Even though I am someone who makes my career online a really public thing, I was out with a friend a little while ago, just a couple weeks ago, and she had left social media, and I don't think that she was ever like really big or like super active, especially not to the point that I was with my business. But she left social media. She had some things that she just wanted to focus on with her family. And she was telling me about this experience, and I was really inspired. And I was like, you know what? I kind of wish I could do that. Not that I want to leave my business and that part of it, but if I could close my personal Facebook account, I would do it. And one of the reasons, and no offense to anybody at all, but many times I go out to speak or people, you know, hear my name or whatever, they want to connect with me and they go to Facebook and they want to add me as a friend. And it's just really made me realize that sometimes I get these updates from people that I don't even know. And like, no offense, I don't know you. And so I've really stopped sharing personal updates or anything like that. Also, not that I've done anything to go back and like delete anything. If anyone wanted to scroll down my Facebook page, they could find whatever they want out of anything that I've posted in the past. Anyway, I considered closing my Facebook account, but the problem is you need to have a personal account in order to have a business page, and I would want to have my business page. But as I'm thinking, I wonder if I am able to create another Facebook profile and use that one as an administrator for my business page, because that's really where I want people to connect with me. Like I'm getting to this place in my life where I want a really small circle. Like I have a few friends that I talk with on a regular basis, and my boyfriend and my sons, and like I'm good. And again, no offense to anybody at all, but I like to be able to connect with my own energy often. And in order for me to do that, in order to keep my vibes high and my energy high and healthy, I have to have a small circle. And as you grow in a spiritual way, and you know, maybe lots of other ways that I don't know, I'm only speaking about my experience. But when you grow and change in different ways, you really have to limit the exposure to other people and their access to your energy. You may have heard people talk about that before, and it's a real thing. I'm really enjoying to just spend more time at home. I spend a lot of time by myself. I spend as much time as I can with my boyfriend, and I love spending time with my sons, but they're also at the age where they have their own lives, and I can't expect them to stick around and entertain me. And I have goals of just being in joy and having ease in my life. And sometimes that means less access to people, less connection, less exposure to people. Taking all my vitamins, I'm drinking all my water. I have always, for years, done my best to manage stress. And that's going to be different for everybody. But if I want to show up as the number one speaker and I want to work on my business and I want to get the downloads that I need in order to be led spiritually to expand my business and my wealth, I need to manage my stress. And I also need to, and this is something that I've been doing on a regular basis, is identifying my limiting beliefs and then addressing them. So if I have this new idea that I want to do something, and I do have like a big event idea coming up, and I'll share that with you in the next little while, not today on this episode, but when you want to have bigger things in your life, you need to address limiting beliefs. So as I mentioned earlier, when you have an idea and you receive that as a download, your subconscious mind needs to learn to resonate, needs to learn to connect with it in order to be able to bring it into your life. And sometimes throughout that process, you will have resistant thoughts that are saying, no, I can't have that. That's not for me. I'm not good enough. People don't like me enough, all that sort of stuff. And so I need to sit with myself and identify, okay, what is the limiting belief? What is the belief that's saying that I can't have it? Where is it coming from? What is it actually saying? And I need to address it. And then I need to decide, because I get to decide. This is my fucking life and this is my existence. And I get to decide that I don't want to believe that anymore. I'm going to change that belief to something else. And so I've been doing that on repeat in so many different levels, and it's really been exciting, and I'm really learning to love myself in a whole new way. And that means keeping promises to myself. When if I say that I'm going to go to the gym every day, I'm going to go to the gym every day. And it's not about being motivated to go to the gym. It's about making a decision and a commitment and a promise to myself that I'm going to keep. I need to keep those promises to myself, because the more that I keep those promises to myself, the more I can trust myself with what I say I'm going to do. And that's how I make shit happen. I also show myself that I love myself by eating well, drinking water, as much water as I can. I've been drinking less alcohol, and I don't love to cook, and I don't love to like meal plan, or I don't love any of that shit, but I love me and I'm worth it, and no one's going to come and do that for me. No one's going to come save me. Because throughout all of this, and you may have heard me talk about this before, I know I have an episode on it, episode number 51, where I talk about setting the tone. And in my life, and I invite you to do that for yours as well, is I set the tone. That means I'm deciding the plan. And if my plan is to have more peace, joy, and happiness in my life, that's mine. I get to set the tone. It's like setting the thermometer. And in order to set that thermometer, I need to know what that looks like. What does that feel like? What does that sound like? I gotta set the tone, get clear on it, and then say no to everything else, because everything else is bullshit. I set the tone. That also means that it doesn't matter what other people are like. It doesn't matter what other people's energy is like. For example, if you know, okay, like maybe I have to go see this coworker, I have to go and talk to this person at the bank or this family member or my ex or whoever. I need to see this person. And maybe you're thinking, every time I go see them, they're in a bad mood and they make me feel like I'm in a bad mood. When I talk about setting the tone, that's what I'm saying, is that bullshit doesn't matter. When you set the tone, you create your energy. You create the space for your energy. And if someone wants to come into your space, then you are going to hold to that tone that you have set, and you're going to do whatever possible to hold that tone. And this comes with your intentions. If your intention, again, is happy, joy, and ease, if that's your intention, recite your intention before you go and do anything. This is my intention. I don't care what comes into my existence. This is my goal right now. And it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if I can't find parking where I'm going somewhere. It doesn't matter if I don't get the drink that I want. It doesn't matter if, I don't know, just, you know, all the little things that can not work out. If those happen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If someone else is grumpy, if something else doesn't work out, it doesn't matter. Fuck off. I set the plan. Those are things that I'm doing. I'm also making a point to have intentional connections with people. So that means like leaving group chats. Like I don't like group chats. So I've left a couple in the last little while, and I don't like announce it. I'm just like out of there. Cause I just like, I don't know about you, but I hate group chats. I feel like they're really exclusional. They're not intentional connections. And you know, those are really important to me now. So that is a little bit of what I'm doing, of, you know, showing myself love and gratitude and keeping my peace, keeping my vibes high. And yeah, I want to invite you to do the same. So what I want to leave with you in this message, and this message didn't go where I thought it was going to go, but I just felt like this is what came out. This is what was important. What I want to leave with you, and I have another thing that I want to share with you, but what I want to invite you to consider are, what are the things that are really important to you, and where are you going? My business is really important to me. My relationship with my boyfriend is really important to me. My home with my kids, my sons who are, you know, they're becoming adults. And my oldest son, like, I don't see him very much anymore. My intention is to, you know, prioritize all of those relationships and keep a really safe and comfortable home. And, you know, what's important to you? What kind of promises can you make to yourself? And how can you uphold the promises to yourself on another level? Because this is how you grow confidence. It's making promises to yourself and keeping your word and learning to trust yourself. That's what it's all about. When you have those things, and you are doing what you can to stay high vibe, you're eliminating distractions that don't even matter. And maybe that means, you know, making your circle a little bit smaller. Maybe that means addressing your limiting beliefs and really identifying how can you love yourself on a higher level? How can you set the tone? And then just make it happen. Just make it happen. You are the boss of you. This comes to me naturally. This, like, I am truly guided by my spirit, by God, creator, universe. I've always had these experiences where I become an observer of what's going on with me. When I was younger, and I have a lot of tragic losses, and you might know some of them. And if you haven't, you can listen back to episode number 1 and 2. But I've had a lot of trauma and lost a lot of family members and just different experiences throughout my life. And I've always been an observer, whether there was something that was really tragic happening or something really exciting. I had this spiritual benefit where I just became an observer, and I always would tell myself, remember how this feels. Remember what you're thinking. Remember what you're feeling. Remember what you do. And this is, like, how did I end up getting to the point of my message today? Like, that's magic. This is how I've learned to connect with people on a deeper level. If you're telling stories, if you're doing talks, presentations, if you are relating with a family member, a partner, anybody, what are people thinking, feeling, and doing in one area? And what do you want them to think, feel, and do? I mean, that's, of course, specifically for talks and presentations. But when it comes to connecting with people, that's my go-to, is thinking, feeling, doing. And I'm blessed that I have always followed my intuition. Now, what's most important to me is, what am I thinking, feeling, and doing? And what do I want to think, feel, and do? So, yeah, there's a little bit of that for you and for how you connect with people, and a little bit of how I think. Thanks again for being here. I have an exciting, I don't know if exciting is the right word. I have a really meaningful interview that I'm going to share with you next week, and I'm super excited to share it with you because it's definitely something that needs more airtime. But thank you so much for being here. You know how to reach me. Please connect. And come back next week. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Thanks so much for being here and listening to the podcast. Miigwech, ekose, merci. I want to take every opportunity that I can to tell you that you are worthy. And if something in this message resonated with you, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And send a link to your sister, your best friends, and your cousins, because if there was something in this message that resonated, then they might want to hear about it too. If maybe taking a screenshot is your thing, share it on your Instagram story, and don't forget to tag me at jessicadumas.ca.